As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Life Coaching for Men podcast, episode number 165. Hope everybody's had a good week. Life's going well for you. I have got a good one for you this week. It's not going to be a real long one, but it is going to be a good one. And we're going to talk about 18 habits that have a massive return for you. So 18 easy habits, actually, that have a massive return for you. I was doing some research this week and came across this. I found the original post and then kind of tweaked it a little bit on winter.spirit on Instagram. But I really like it, and so I'm not sure where they got it from or if they made it up. But as I was going through them, I thought, yeah, these are some good things. Some things we've talked about before, but there are some new things in here that I think you'll find of interest. And just like every other episode that I do, all 18 of these probably aren't going to be for you. But one might be, two might be. So you take the one or the ones that are applicable to you right now, where you are, what you're dealing with, what you're facing, and you put them into practice, you put them into play, and see how you grow over time. All right, so let's jump right in. Number one, try to share everything you've created publicly every day. Your brand and your skills will start to see compound growth over time. Now, this is for someone that wants to be out there, wants to have their stuff on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever, Facebook, whatever you do. If that's not you, well, I want to tweak this a little bit, because if you follow me, you notice that I don't do this. I don't put things out there every day. But yet I still feel like I have compounded growth over time, because what you can do is write it down. You can write it down, not share it, and still see the compounded growth for yourself. It might not be the growth for your business or your company or whatever you're trying to promote, but it will be for you. So you just tweak it a little bit, right? So try to share. So if you are kind of an influencer, that's something that you do. My sister's really good at this. She has become a professional influencer kind of on the side, and she's killing it. She shares something cool every day. Some days it's, you know, extremely edited content. And then some days it's her talking. Some days it's just, you know, a beautiful picture of a sunset, but she shares something every day. So if that's you, then this is for you, right? Compound your growth. If you don't want to do that and you don't put yourself out there, don't just wipe it away. You can still write it down. Write down what you've created or what you thought of or what you're working on and put it on paper. And then you'll see that begin to compound. Number two, say this sentence every day. We've talked about this before. I am grateful for blank. You don't even have to write a whole list. Just put one thing. I am grateful for blank. Number three, this one is hard for some of us. This one is hard for some of us. You ready? Learn something new about someone you know every day. Now, that part's probably a little different or difficult, but here's the part that I think is really tough. Make listening your superpower. Make listening your superpower. You know, I heard that, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? Talk less, listen more. But learn something new. I thought that was kind of neat. Try to learn something new about someone you know every day. And listen. Listen more. Talk less. Number four, give a genuine compliment at least once per day. You do that? Do you compliment your people? Do you compliment your spouse? Do you compliment your kids? I'm telling you, if you start complimenting your kids, you will see that come back to you. I can't tell you how many fold. Not right now, especially if they're younger, but later on, they'll notice. Tell them how smart they are. Tell them how pretty they are. Tell them how handsome they are. Tell them how great they are, whatever. Not to inflate their ego, but to build their self-esteem up. I see that every day with my daughter. Every day. Build them up. She knows that if nobody else in the world tells her she's pretty, she knows I think she's pretty and I think she's smart. And guess what? Now she thinks she's pretty and smart, which is pretty cool. I like it. Very confident kid. Number five, automate and batch simple daily choices. I like this one. I'll explain. Automate and batch simple daily choices. What do you eat? What to wear? Make decisions. Making decisions constantly is exhausting. And isn't that true? So what does that mean? Go on and plan your meals. Plan your meals for the week. Plan what you're going to wear for the week if that is something you struggle with. If you can't make that decision, go on and lay it out. Lay it out in advance. Chop it up in advance. But automate as much and as many things as you can to simplify your daily choices, especially for you folks out there that have a tough time making decisions. Number six, this is worth the weight in gold right here. If you love someone, tell them often. We never know how much time we have left with someone. And isn't that true? So if you love them, tell them, and tell them often. Use this as a reminder to tell that person or persons that you haven't told in a while that you love them. Number seven, trim your to-do list down to the top three items each day. I did a whole podcast on this. If you can bundle some items together, bundle those small tasks, but narrow and trim your to-do list down to three items, especially if they're heftier items. Now, if you've got more than that, you're like, that's impossible. Then make it five, whatever. Don't get all worked up on the number. But trim it down and do those items that you can do each and every day. Then bundle the smaller ones together and get them done. Number eight, it's going to be tough for people too. Keep your work space tidy at all times. A cluttered environment equals a cluttered mind. Now, you may think, well, this is the way I do it. I've got a scattered mess here, and I know right where everything is. Okay, maybe you do, but it still looks like a scattered mess. So you kind of look like a scattered mess. Somebody walks into your office, and they see that. They're like, oh, it's a scattered mess right there. No, make yourself put together. If you have to pile everything up and make neat piles on your office, on your desk, so you know where they're, pile them up. If you work from home, have your space looking good. You say, well, nobody comes in here. Look, you see it. You see it every time you walk through the door. Have your space, have your desk looking tidy.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Number 9, take the stairs instead of the elevator or the escalator. Some of you are just lazy. You need to get more steps in. Your heart will thank you. The more you can walk, walking is being proven over and over and over again to be great for your heart. You don't have to run. You don't have to do cardio. Walk. Get your steps in. Take the stairs. Park farther away from the door. All of the things that you don't like to do, begin to do, so you can show some progress with your health. Number 10, I did this a couple weeks ago. Unfollow accounts that aren't adding value to your life. Do the same with toxic people. Unfollow accounts that aren't adding value to your life. Do the same with toxic people. If you have toxic people in your lives, get away from them. Don't keep going out with them. Don't keep seeing them. Don't keep meeting them. Get away from you. It's like, well, I'm going to be alone. Good. Good. Being alone is better than being around toxic people. It just is. And if you've got accounts that you're following that aren't healthy for you, that aren't good for you, unfollow them. It could also be political accounts. It could be, you know, you name it. Influencer accounts, whatever. If they're not good for you, they're not adding value, unfollow them. Number 11. Vitamin D is becoming more and more, right? People know it. So get out in the sun as soon as you can after walking, even just for a minute. Get out in the sun. I said walking, it's waking. As soon as you wake up, get out in the sun. So as quick as you can, get out in the sun. If you can't do it in the first thing in the morning, then do it a little later in the morning. Do it later in the afternoon. Whenever you can do it, get out in the sun. Number 12, getting into your flow state every day. You know what flow state is, you can Google if you don't know what. But get into that flow state every day where you are hitting that rhythm. Things are moving for you. Things just seem to flow. You know when that is. For some of you, it's early in the morning. For some of you, it's mid-morning. For some of you, it's later in the afternoon. For some of you, it's near night. That's okay. I got a buddy of mine that I called this morning to tell him good morning and just wish him a happy day. And it was 9 o'clock. I thought that was kind of a happy kind of morning thing. He gets up at 4 a.m. He's like, dude, you're going to have to call me at 3:30 to wish me that. And I said, well, that's not going to happen. So I'll just tell you happy mid-morning or midday, whatever you'd like. You know, we laughed and had a good time. But his flow is a lot earlier than mine. I can tell you that, right? So whenever yours is. Number 13, at the end of each work session, close all of your tabs. I don't know about you, but I struggle with this one. I still have some tabs open from yesterday. If it's your priority, you wouldn't have to put it off. There's a lot of truth to that. I have one tab open that I know is something that's due in September for me that I want to get done. So I kind of keep it there. But I think this is pretty sound advice. And some of you who've got tabs everywhere that you consistently keep open, not just during the day, but when you're done, or if you can check off a box, then go on and get that thing out, off there and close that tab. Number 14, make sure you take breaks from your computer. Make sure you take breaks and that you're not just spending those breaks looking at your phone. Get away from your screens. Get away from your screens. Get out in nature. Get out in the sunshine. Just close your eyes. Quit looking at your screen all day long. Number 15, plan fun events ahead of time. We've talked about this before. Having something that you can look forward to or that you do look forward to can be a powerful motivator. Now, it doesn't mean that you're wishing your life away or that you hate your life, that you hate what you're doing. And so, oh, I've got to plan this vacation. No, you plan it and then you think, oh, that's something I'm going to look forward to. And the other thing I would suggest there is you plan smaller fun events too. It doesn't just have to be one big event, but plan something, you know, a night a week or two nights a week that you know you're going to look forward to and that you can do. Number 16. I did a podcast on this too. Say no if it doesn't genuinely excite you. Go back to the podcast I did that says learn to say no. I give you all different options of how to say no. But you can just say no. No. No, thank you. No, I don't want to. No, I appreciate you asking, but no. But say no if it doesn't genuinely excite you. Number 17. Say something nice to yourself every day. Say something nice to yourself every day. Some of you only say negative things to yourself. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. And start saying something nice to yourself. I am powerful. I am creative. I am handsome. I am smart. I am confident. Whatever. Whatever you need, you say it to yourself, something nice. And then number 18, which I need to do more of, is to drink water. Water has so many good benefits. So drink water, pump good things into your body each and every day. I think you could add, you know, eat some whole foods there too, along with the water. So there you go. 18 things that are easy to do, easy habits, but give you a great return for your life. Thanks again for joining me. Our downloads continue to go up each and every month. You guys are killing it. I appreciate that. Share the podcast. Get it to somebody who you think might need it. But most of all, I hope you keep enjoying it and you keep taking those notes, keep applying what you learn here, and you get better each and every day. Take care, everyone. I'll see you back here next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.